Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, guys. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Those who are listening via my show page online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in as well. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Lock that number in, call in to the show, comment on today's episode, or anytime. Just anytime you call into the show, call in and comment on the episode. If you have a comment. If not, that's fine too, but I'd like for you guys to call in and comment or making a statement or whatever about my episode. I know a lot of you guys give me feedback through email and voicemail and text messages and things like that. I'd also like for you to interact on the show. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-720-2444. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And remember to tell them that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Again, guys, thank you for tuning in and welcome to the show. Today's been a beautiful day as far as weather goes. And tonight is going to be a little chilly, on the chilly side, as usual. So you guys, please bundle up, because, you know, if you don't, you'll probably end up with a few days off work, laying in bed, feeling like I did for several days, okay? And I don't want that for you. So bundle up as much as you can. Before you go out, take care of yourself, take care of your little ones, and make sure that they bundle up, and so that you guys can have a great, great holiday, okay? Tomorrow's going to be pretty much the same weather as today. I think it's going to be a little bit warmer tomorrow. So, again, be careful of this weather, and the weekend is going to be simply beautiful. Looks like it's going to be the highs are going to be in the upper to mid 60s. So, like I said, you can plan things outdoors, but again, remember to wear enough clothing for you to stay warm. Okay, do that for me. All right, and so that'll keep yourselves in good shape. Okay, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, guys, I had a lot of comments about the show on yesterday. We had a great show yesterday. We talked about, what did we talk? We talked about movies. We talked about, you know, when a movie comes out, you go see it, and then they make a sequel to that movie, and you go see the sequel. The sequel is never as good as the first, okay? That's my opinion. That was other callers' opinion, and people who sent me messages last night and this morning also felt like that was their case, where the best movie was the first one, okay? So, but that was a very good show on yesterday. And, again, I may have to do another show similar to that. I don't know yet, but you'll hear about it, okay? Now, guys, I promote the show on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. You can follow us on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. You can follow us on Facebook at The Frank Williams Show. Do your thing on Facebook, become friends of the show. And if you're on my show page on Blog Talk Radio, there's an icon there that says follow this show. click on that icon and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis. All right? 818-301-5834. Let's get into the show. Today's show is entitled, Is She a Gold Digger? Question mark. How can you tell? Question mark. Is she a gold digger? And how can you tell? Now, you know, I have an idea of what a gold digger is. I know that you guys may have an idea of what a gold digger is. My idea of what a gold digger is a let's go from a young lady, a young man's point of view. And, you know, a gold digger can be a man or a woman, right? But my thing is, the reason I always say she is because, of course, I'm a man. So, you know, that's how I'm looking at it, through my eyes as a man. So I say, is she a gold digger instead of is he a gold digger? And like I said, there are men and women who are gold diggers. But today we're going to talk about the women. Okay? And I know I'm going to get some feedback on that. Frank, you're always talking about women. Well, not always, but I do a lot. Is she a gold digger? Now, a gold digger to me, my opinion of a gold digger is a young lady who is not really looking for a relationship, okay? She's just looking for someone to take care of her, all right? She's looking for someone to take care of her, and she doesn't want to work for a living, okay? And she's just always me, 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 and can you help me out? Can you pay my lights? Can you pay my car note this month? Can you pay my phone bill this month? Let's go out to eat. You know, it's always money, 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 money. Now, if you're just now meeting a young lady and you're getting a sense that she's a gold digger, then she probably is a gold digger. But then once you go out and you let her know that you're not made of money, you don't have a lot of money, you don't make a whole lot of money, then you'll see then where the relationship is really going to go. Okay? You'll see then if she's going to take a few steps back from you. You'll see then if she's really, really into you. And what I mean by that is she continues to call, she continues to want to see you, and she's, you guys are growing together. Now, I think a gold digger would be the one to step back when she finds out that you're not made of money or you don't make a whole lot of money. Then a gold digger is going to step back. Now, when you think about this, when I think about it, I don't know if I've ever had a gold digger. If I ever gone out with a gold digger. I've seen some gold diggers. I've talked to some people who have gone out with gold diggers. Another thing I think happens with gold diggers is they try to trap men. Such as a celebrity or a sports star or something like that. So guys that make, a lot of money. These girls will gravitate toward them and get them to sleep with them, okay? She's all into him. And when that happens, you know, some guys aren't thinking. And they get her pregnant, and, you know, things spiral from there. I have a caller from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 328. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Go ahead with your comment.
Hey, Frank. I was wondering, how can a woman be a gold digger if the guy don't have nothing? I mean, if you say the guy didn't have a lot of money and all that, then it ain't no gold to dig. So what's wrong with her backing off of that relationship? I don't see that being a gold digger.
Well, you know, that just because the guy doesn't have money, that doesn't mean that she's not a gold digger. She can still be a gold digger even if she is with a guy that doesn't have the money that she's looking for. Now, she may not find out immediately that he doesn't have money, but that doesn't mean that she's not a gold digger. And the reason that she steps back is because he doesn't have money.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thanks for the clarification. I was just wondering about that. Thank you.
Okay, no problem. Thanks for your call. 818-301-5834. Now, again, you know, a gold digger will try and trap a man, okay? She'll try and trap him with things like that. She'll sleep with him, and she'll, you know, she may tell him that she's, you know, everything's okay, she's on the pill, or she can't have kids, or anything. And there are some good dumb guys out there that will still sleep with her, and next thing you know, she's pregnant. And then at, you know, at that point, it's really too late. Okay? And a gold digger as well, I don't think that she's looking for a relationship. She's just looking for someone to take care of her, like I said. And, you know, I'm sure there are women out there, and I don't know any, but think about this. I'm sure there are women out there who have apartments or houses or whatever that they live in that someone else is paying for, and they may have a young'un running around, a youngster running around, the guy or the girl or whatever father and cars, all this stuff, and she's not even with him, okay? And he doesn't want to be with her, okay? Think about this. Y'all know the basketball star, Dwight Howard, right? Dwight Howard has 5 kids by 4 different women. Now, he's not with all 4 of these women, right? And as I can probably think right now, he may live with one of them, but what about the other 3? Okay, but he has to take care of each one of these families because he slept with them and have kids by them. And these girls, I wouldn't say all of them because, you know, one of them may be really, really in love with him and wants a relationship with him, but he may not be in love with her and doesn't want a relationship with her. There's so many different scenarios that could go on here that we could be here all night. But how can you tell if you have a gold digger? Well, a few things, a few signs, like I said, was, you know, she's always wanting to go out to eat. She's always wanting to spend money. She's asking you to pay her car note, asking you to take care of her lights or gas or her phone bill. If you truly are, if you truly have feelings for this girl and she is in a pickle, then and you're able to help her out, I think you should. But at the same time, you know, you got to stay conscious of not getting into something that's more serious, like having a baby with her. And but she, you know, a gold digger will walk away if she finds out that you don't have anything. Okay, you tell them, hey, you know, all I can offer you is me. You know, I don't have a lot of money behind me in my back pocket. I don't have a big fancy car or big fancy house. You know, none of that stuff. But I do have a heart. Okay? And so a gold digger will walk away from that situation. Believe you me, she'll walk away from that situation and look for the situation that she's looking for. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in, comment on today's show. I see a few people are just now joining the show. Today's show is titled, Is She a Gold Digger? And How Can You Tell? Well, we talked a little bit about, you know, what a gold digger is, in my opinion of what a gold digger is. You may not agree on it, you know, whatever, but some women out there are gold diggers. Now, there are men out there, too, who are gold diggers as well. They look for women who are independent, you know, got their own this, their own that, and, you know, is times willing to take care of a man. And I know that you guys have heard of situations where a woman is taking care of a man. He doesn't work, you know, but he's driving her car. He's, you know, she's doing all kind of things for him. And he's, you know, he's what you call a gold-digging man. And they're out there as well. And they're the same way. When they find out that a woman can't do the things that they're looking for, they'll turn, walk away. And they'll go look for another situation. Believe me, I know it's true. I've seen these situations. I've heard of these situations. And, you know, and unless you can recognize them, some of them will tear you apart. And what I mean by that is they'll take your money, they'll steal your money or whatever, and you won't hear or see it from them again. And but if you're able to recognize their game right off the bat, or soon before you guys start to get intimate in a relationship, then you'll be a lot better off if you can dismiss that person before they get into your pockets. So you have to be careful of that. And you have to be able to recognize these gold-digging men or gold-digging women. And they're out there. They're out there, and, you know, they're disguised as, you know, great people looking for a relationship, people that you can count on, and someone that you'll have an opportunity to fall in love with. And you can't tell who they are just from looking at them, okay? They're not walking around with this plaster on their forehead. So you have to be extra careful when you get into different relationships with different people, right? And all I'm saying is, I'm not a doctor or anything like that, although I stayed in the Holiday Inn Express last night. But I'm not a doctor or anything like that. I think it's more of common sense. It's common sense that, you know, that'll help you. And if I can give you a nugget or two to help you recognize their game, and you do recognize their game and throw a wrench in their game, then you'll be, much better off. Less heartache, you know, no letdowns, this kind of stuff, which, you know, you don't need in your life. Those things happen, they will happen. They've happened to the best of us. You know, if in any way I can give you a nugget to hang on to be able to recognize that stuff, I will. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I've got about 2 minutes left in the show, guys, and all I want to say is tomorrow's Free Fall Friday, and I'd like for you guys to call into the show. The all lines will be open, and you'll be able to call into the show and talk about whatever you want to. I don't care what it is, from, you know, sports to politics to, you know, I don't care what. But anything you want to talk about, tomorrow's Free Fall Friday. We'll be right here, 6:30 p.m., right here on the Frank Williams Show. Thank you guys for tuning in. Have a great night. And have a great day at work tomorrow. Be safe. Stay bundled up. Take care of yourself. You guys. Take care of yourself. Take care, guys. Good night.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. To say I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Count my days, I'm gone. Forget to reach me by phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person